this meditation is about fear. What does fear have to do with Parkinson's and the symptoms of Parkinson's? Everything. The root feeling that triggers the symptoms of Parkinson's is fear. There is likely a seed thought that underpins what is going on with anyone who has Parkinson's symptoms. The seed thought is more than likely the following. It is not safe. It is not safe to be here. It is not safe to be here on this earth. It is not safe to be with these people. It is not safe to be here in this city. It is not safe for me to drive in my car. It is not safe for me to walk outside my house. It is not safe. Fill in the blank. What is the seed thought for you? Seed thoughts are what drive illness and disease in our bodies. We can edge our way at trying to address symptoms, but until we hit at the seed thought and heal it, the symptoms will continue. What is fear, then? What in the world am I talking about? If you had asked me in the earlier part of my life, for the first 45 years, was I ever in fear? The question could be, and I assure you, the answer would have been no. Maybe a few times, but no, I'm not a fearful man. I am a courageous man. I stand up to people. I speak my mind when it is important. I have courage. I really didn't understand the meaning of the feeling of fear. True, all of that is true. I did stand up to generals and important people, and I did speak my mind. And in many respects, I have been courageous in my life. I have taken incredible risk. That's all true. But you see, speaking as a man to other men, this has nothing to do whatsoever with fear. Fear is an emotional state. It is created in most of us from the moment of our conception. You see, even in embryo, we hear everything that is spoken in our presence. We may not understand the words, but even as a developing embryo, I can assure you that those feelings are soaked up. Were you born in a time of war? I can assure you, if that's the case, your parents were in fear, and you would have absorbed that fear while growing in your mother's womb. Were you born in a time of economic adversity, when times were tough, when mortgages were difficult to pay? That has certainly been the case from one time or another throughout the last 80 to 100 years? If so, I can assure you, you would have absorbed that fear in the cells of your growing body. Was your father or your mother unemployed when you were conceived? Did they have no work, or do you even know? You see, all of that is, of course, not remembered because, as a growing embryo, you were not knowledgeable about the content of the feelings, but you did absorb the feelings of fear in your body. Need I say, once you are born, you are in fear instantly. Arriving from the womb into the world is a scary, frightening, horrendous experience. After all, once you are safe and then suddenly you are out in the cold world with strange hands touching you and spanking you and puttering about over you for no reason whatsoever. It is scary to be born, and of course we all are going to be in fear when we first arrive into the lap of our mother and father. Of course, as we begin to grow as children, there are many, 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 many circumstances that can create significant fear. An alcoholic father, an abusing father or mother, tension in the family that seems to never subside, anxiousness, outright anger. A child up until the age of 7 has a very undeveloped sense of self. Their field of energy is significantly undeveloped. That means that as children, we absorb each and every feeling that is expressed in our environment and in our surroundings. When our mother feels fear, we suck it up instantly. When our father expresses or feels fear, we suck it up instantly, and it stays in the cells of our bodies. The feeling then is, it is not safe to be here on this earth. It's a feeling. It's not a thought. As we're growing up, we're not saying to ourselves, I'm scared. We're not saying to ourselves, I'm fearful. It is simply a feeling that is sustained in every cell of our body. Needless to say, as adults, there are many, many occasions that invite fear to rear its ugly head. The challenge from an employer, the loss of a job, going to wartime, having a child that is confronting a serious challenge, having one or another parent facing significant health problems. There are many, many challenges in our life that elicit fear. Worst of all, there are occasions when those that we love the most die. A sibling, a parent, a spouse, or, worst of all, a child. That elicits fear supreme, and it gets trapped in every nook and cranny of our body. It's absorbed. It gets stuck inside us. What it means energetically is when we are in fear, the energy tends to circulate around the top part of our bodies, actually around the head. And when in fear, the energy looks like piercing arrows. The energy spikes out away from our head. It's jagged, it's edgy, and it's brittle. When in fear, we are not grounded to Mother Earth. We are literally physically and energetically lifted off of the physical Earth. And that is why it does not feel safe. We're literally floating out there in the ethers. Many of you may have had experiences where you actually left your bodies. You know that because in a dream state or in a trance state, you suddenly realize that you were looking down at your physical body. We do leave our bodies energetically, and when we are in extreme fear, what better thing to do, I ask you, than to leave your body? It makes very good sense. After all, if there's a possibility that you will be physically injured or harmed by anyone for any reason, one of the greatest and niftiest things you can do is to check out, to leave your body. That's what we do when we're in fear. We leave our body, and our bodies then are physically present, but they are no longer occupied by us energetically. So what does fear have to do with the symptoms of Parkinson's? They are directly correlated with fear. How do I know this? I know this from working extensively with individuals who have the symptoms of Parkinson's. And regardless of what work is being done, what happens is when the individual is fearful, their symptoms are up. Could be rigidity is up, could be walking is a problem, could be freezing is frequent, could be that the tremors are tremoring at a rapid pace. When in fear, the symptoms say to us, please notice what is happening. Our bodies tell us all we have to do is listen. Now, when we are actually working with an individual in our clinic, what we have learned to do very quickly is to create a space of safety. We do that energetically and in other ways. And in very short order, a person who has symptoms that are being aggravated by the fear will see those symptoms subside. When we actually do group work, that is when we work with groups of individuals, at the very beginning of the session, it's often the case that symptoms are visible, whether they be tremoring or difficulty talking or difficulty with being able to sit or stand comfortably or difficulty with movement. But as an environment of safety is created, we always observe that symptoms all of a sudden begin to resolve. Now, I'm not saying that for everyone the symptoms all of a sudden vanish, but I can assure you there's a significant reduction in the symptoms that people actually experience when they are in a place of safety and security, as opposed to when they are in a place of fear and stress and anxiety. You may then have been thinking that the symptoms are random. That is, they come and go, and there seems to be no logical explanation for why the symptoms may be up one day or one hour and not another. Irrespective of whatever the medication may be doing for you, depending on what medication you may or may not be taking. I invite you to begin to observe the difference between when you are anxious, when you are fearful, and the symptoms that you are experiencing. And when you notice that there is clearly a connection between the two, then I invite you to ground down into the arms of Mother Earth. Place your feet on the ground and use the mantra, I am safe here on this earth. Mother Earth is here to hold and protect me. I am safe here on Mother Earth. She is here to hold and protect me. I am not alone. I am not alone. It is safe to be here. Using those mantras to bring yourself back down to center, back into your physical body, back connected to the physical earth. Become just like a tree with roots that go in to the soil of the earth. Become rooted, become solid, and receive the protection of the energy from the earth. That is the healing energy that nurtures the neurological misfires that are creating the symptoms. When then you find yourself in a state of stress or in a state of anxiety or in a state of fear, acknowledge it, make it conscious, and do something about it. Bring yourself again to center, ground yourself, feet on the ground, and use the mantras. It is safe to be here. The Divine Mother is holding me in safety. It is safe to be here on this earth. What happens when you do that response is all of those arrows that are spiking out, particularly from the upper part of your body, subside, and you are no longer emitting the energy of anxiety and stress, but rather you are able to connect with yourself. No longer are you disassociated and disconnected from who you are as a human being. Instead, you are connected with all of who you are. You are connected with each and every cell of your body. You acknowledge in that connection the wisdom and the knowing of your physical body. You honor the miracle of all that the body is and does for you. In this place of safety and security, anything is possible. In the place of fear and stress and anxiety, nothing is possible. Nothing can happen that is positive in that place. So, the challenge for all of us, but in particular the challenge when symptoms are up and when symptoms are troubling you, is to acknowledge the connection between the symptoms and what you are feeling. If you are a man, to accept the reality that fear is present in the cells of your body. That is not in any way a contradiction with the man that you are. It has nothing to do with your accomplishments, with your courageous deeds and acts in life. It has nothing to do with who you are as a powerful man. We're talking about another dimension here altogether. It is created from forces that we have no control over. After all, when we are in embryo, we are subjected to whatever environment we are in. We are subjected to whatever sounds we hear. We are instantly infused with the feelings of our mothers. And all mothers tend to carry significant fear during their pregnancies. Was your mother concerned about whether or not your pregnancy would come to full term? Was your mother concerned about whether or not you would be healthy in every respect when you were born? Were there fears? Was there alarm? Was your mother put into bed rest before you were born for fear there might be complications? And what about the actual birth? Were there forceps that were used? How about a cesarean section? There is no more serious intervention to a small child and mother than a cesarean section. That will elicit a serious dose of fear that sticks in every cell of the body. So you see, fear is simply something that is going to exist because we are residing in a human body. There's no way around it. And it has nothing to do with who the man or the woman is or what they have accomplished. It is the case that person after person with the symptoms of Parkinson's has accomplished miracles in their lives. They are, in general, very accomplished individuals in every field imaginable. I say it again. That is totally separate from the issue of fear residing inside the physical body. So one of the most important decisions that you can make on your road to recovery is, first of all, to acknowledge that fear is at the root of the symptoms. Second, acknowledge what might be that seed thought that is the underlying and underpinning trigger for the symptoms that you are experiencing. I gave you many possibilities earlier. If you sink down into that place of fear and drop a little lower, chances are what will come to consciousness will be words that will capture for you what that seed thought is all about. Let's do that now. Take a big breath in and let it out, allowing your body to relax in the place of comfort and ease wherever you might be. Is it necessary to lie down in order to become more comfortable? Then do so now. Is it necessary to find another sitting area? Then go to that place now. Are you better able to do this work when you are moving and walking? Then make it possible to be able to listen to these words as you are moving and as you are talking, paying attention to your breath as the air comes in to your lungs, which is the source of all life, and also with your intention, noticing the exit of the air from your lungs as it kisses across the back of your throat, across your teeth, and slips by your upper and lower lips to return to the ethers of the universe, acknowledging then with each breath the miracle of life. The breath coming in and the breath going out. Make now a quick mental check of your body And I ask you, where are you drawn to in your body now in this moment? What part of your body is screaming out to you, notice me now, for whatever reason? Discomfort, pain, happiness, edginess, doesn't matter what the reason is. Check your entire body. Where in your body do you hear a calling out, notice me here now? This is a specific place in or on your body. If you are able now that you have located that place that calls out for whatever reason, it matters not what that reason is. Touch that place now, if you are able to touch it, with one or both hands. Touch that place now. And I invite you, as you are touching that place that is calling out to you now, to drop into that place of your body and ask, what is here now for me? What are you telling me now? What is underneath this feeling that I am experiencing? And as you get some initial hints about what is there, I invite you now to drop down further into this place. Drop down now. Sink into it. And ask yourself, what is it here that I need to know? What is the thought that resides here in my body in this place? What am I carrying and what have I carried now for decade after decade? Listen. Feel what is there. If you are feeling pain, pain is simply a disguise. It is masking what is truly there. Drop just underneath the pain. Connect with the feeling that is there. With your intention, identify the seed thought that is present here in your body. Hear it if it comes in words. See it if it comes in pictures. Feel it if it comes in feelings. Taste it if it comes through taste. Or even smell this place, for it also has a smell. What does it smell like? Underneath all illness and all disease, there is a primary seed thought form that is what underpins everything. What is it for you? What is that negative thought form? What is it for you? See it, hear it, know it. And with your intention, ask that you know what is present here for you that needs to be made conscious, and then released. Once this seed thought is made conscious, acknowledged, and accepted, it is easy to release it forever. Hold now whatever has come for you in this meditation as your primary seed thought, your negative thought form. See it, hear it, know it, feel it, make it present to you now, however challenging that might be, and whatever feelings may be surfacing now, let it be present for you now, and you will be able to release this from your physical body with your breath. One quick breath will do it. And we'll do that together now, holding the consciousness of this negative thought form, this seed, which is creating the discomfort in your physical body now, the root of all that is happening in your body, holding that in your consciousness, whether it is with precise words or whether it is simply a feeling, holding it now. What we're going to do is to take a breath in, and we're going to blow out a very quick breath. We're going to blow this negative thought form out and release it from your body. Holding it now, making it conscious, being aware of what it is that you've been carrying in your body that is the underlying thought form that's been creating fear for you moment to moment in your life for decades and decades. And now, to release this thought form so that it no longer haunts you, again, we're going to take a breath in, a big long breath in, and then we're going to blow out a very, very quick breath, which is to discharge this thought form. On the count of three, we take the breath in, and then we'll together blow it out. One, two, three, breath in. Now, breath out. And for me, chills go up and down my body as I also am able to do the very same exercise for myself. Feel the cleansing. Feel the lightness. Feel the light. Invite now a healing for each and every cell of your body that has been influenced by this thought form which has underpinned the fear that you have carried now for so long. Let it be gone. Let it be gone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am free at last.